You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sherlock with Benadryl Cumberbutton.
Oh, that guy.
The sick, sick thing is everyone knows exactly who you're talking about,
yeah.
But that's not his name.
No, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Is it really Benedict?
Yeah.
God, Benadryl actually flows better. So we got this ranking of the best TV shows of all time. I will agree that they got number one right, and from there, it's just stupid. The entire list
I wouldn't
stupid.
Agree with that. I've never seen a single episode of...
What?
Yeah.
Get out of this room.
No.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
That is the greatest TV show ever. Okay. Calm down. Take your medicine, Benadryl. Here's what you need to do. If we want you, before we even say what number one is, why don't you start texting in what the number one TV show of all time is?
Yeah.
To 51059.
Your favorite, the best.
The best. Yeah. I mean, and it doesn't even have to be your favorite. We all know what it is. Everyone knows what it is. Hold on, what's the other one? Oh, it's on there. There's two shows that I've heard are in contention to be the number one, and they're both on the list. What's at number two is stupid.
Just because you haven't seen it.
I don't have to see it to have every single person who did see it say the ending was stupid.
I actually enjoyed the ending.
Because you're dumb.
Wow. That personal
It's the
attack.
Only way Gosh. I'm going to win this argument.
I haven't seen any either. It never seemed... It didn't appeal
of Game
to
of Thrones
of
or
Game
the
of
number
Thrones.
One show?
Number one. I've seen a few.
Oh my God, we can't have this discussion. Never mind. Just text in to 51059. We're going to go do something else.
He turns bald eventually. He's in his underwear at one point.
This is where
the main beats of the show.
Pull up a chair because I'm going to give you who T-Hack is. This is a person who can take one of the best shows of all time.
Number four.
That's another one that he's done it to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just watch clips on YouTube and think he's got
clips.
It.
I don't have time. I don't have to start at season one, episode one, and get to it. I don't have time for all these shows. I'm all behind already.
I just started.
But then you're missing all of the character development. That's the best part.
I know myself.
No, you don't.
I know myself, and
no.
I know I'm not going to dedicate the time to watching episode one, then episode two, then we get like in all the way. I'm just not going to
Let
do
me
that.
Stop you right there, home slice. Have you sat and watched Love After Lockup? Now Life After... Oh, did you start at episode one? Or did you jump straight in to season six?
He did just jump in.
No, he didn't. He started in episode one.
No, he jumped in because that's just what was on TV that night.
But then he circled back.
I was intrigued. It pulled me in more. It pulled me in more than whatever number All one right. is. I don't want to say it.
Would you rather watch like Jersey Shore than number one?
I think so. There's less of an investment for me.
Oh my
because,
God.
Because I can get up at any time. I can turn the microwave
you
on.
You know they're
going
to be fist pumping.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
GTL.
It's not like, well, what's going on here? It's like, I get it. They're at the club. They're not at the house. They're at the club.
Did Jersey Shore even make the list?
No, of course
it's
not.
It's an outrage.
Do you honestly believe that should be on the list?
No. It is a comfort show of mine.
It was iconic at the time. It was iconic.
Yeah.
Do you know they tried to replace the Jersey Shore cast after season one?
No.
Yeah, they were like...
Because they're all dumb.
Wait, is that
and
when they went
tan?
To the like Floribama one or whatever?
They did do that, but they tried to
but
replace the whole cast. Yeah, and
okay.
It was Mike, the Situation, who was like, good luck with that. Good luck replacing us. And they were like, okay, come back. And they got nice. Like the huge raises. So he stood up for the cast.
Good job, Mike.
I learned that in a YouTube clip as well, actually. That one was only 60 seconds.
I don't think I want to be on this show anymore. Do we go through the list from 20 to 1? How are we going to approach this? Because I think a lot of people have already guessed what number one is. But like at number 20, Freaks and Geeks. I can honestly tell you I have no idea what that is.
I love that show.
I've never
Are you
heard
kidding
of it.
Me? No. Oh, it's so good. It's got... Linda, I'm forgetting her last name. She plays Hawkeye's wife or Velma in Scooby-Doo.
Car or something, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got everyone. It's all the Judd Apatow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And James Franco in it, Seth Rogen.
Oh, it's got the dude who I love from This Is the End.
Cardellini. Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, thank you.
Jason Segel, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the... Never mind. It doesn't matter. The kid Jay or whatever his name... Like, yeah, never mind.
Is he in? I don't know if he's in Freaks and Geeks.
I feel like he's in Freaks and Geeks.
Shia LaBeouf is in it. He's got everyone. Number
19, Battlestar Galactica. See, this list sucks because those shows shouldn't even be on this list.
Yeah, Freaks and Geeks was only like two seasons too, I think, right? And
I think even just one.
Just one, it got canceled. So it's like a cult. It became like, we want more, but...
Like never Arrested Development, which is not on the list. Arrested Development was, from what I've seen, you started to watch it, Aaron, right?
I did.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
I don't even know which version they're talking about, because wasn't there a new one and one when I was a child?
Yeah. There's been a few, it seems. I don't know. What, is that different from Star Trek? Am I making everyone mad?
Oh. There's an episode of The Office where, like, Jim is just tormenting Dwight by saying things like that. It's like, yeah, Battlestar Galactica is basically a shot-for-shot remake of Star Trek, and Dwight is losing his crap, and I am currently Dwight.
Okay.
I'll thump you if you ever... Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica could not be more dissimilar.
Well, you always hear about Star Wars and Star Trek, and then Battlestar Galactica
they're
is just
all different.
Like, but it's like the stepchild or something. I don't. You never
get because they're all in space. That's your thing. So every show set in Ireland is exactly the same thing. What is this, Peaky Blinders or something else? Is Peaky Blinders in Ireland?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Damn it. Yeah. Is that on the list? That is on the list.
It is. And in the clips, it looks like they're in Ireland.
I think so.
Ireland.
Yeah.
By the way, I started watching another show that's currently in Ireland. It's called The Tourist, and I kind of recommend it.
Mm, I have heard good things about that one.
It's the dude, it's the hot dude from who just boinks that girl in that one room over and over.
Can you be more specific?
It's the book that set all housewives free.
Oh, 50 Shades.
There we go. That thing. Every housewife I knew like 10 years ago when that came out, all of a sudden came in all pink-faced every day. And it's like, what happened? It's like, nothing. My marriage is so much better. You're like, you need to hear about Christian Grey to like make your marriage better, loser.
You should try it.
Sorry. Try what?
Oh, yeah.
Staying married? We've gotten to like four things on the list. We're going to put the whole list up, but we're going to make you wait a minute to hear what the number one shows are. And we're going to debate, because I don't think, no one in this room agrees with my number one, right?
Correct.
Mm-mm.
Everyone agree that the best show is at least on the list? I know you said Jersey Shore, T-Hack. Is your best show?
Jersey Shore is not on it.
No, but I mean, is there an actual best show for you?
I do have one, yeah, that's not on the list.
And it's on the list.
It's not on the list.
Hmm.
We're going to let YouTube boy choose. Is yours on the list, Aaron?
I don't know if I have the best show.
All right, I don't know why you would keep listening, but we're going to give the rest of the list next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about the best TV shows of all time. According to who, I do not know.
Mm-mm.
It just says ranking. Was this from ranker.com or something?
I think so, yeah.
You're the one who brought in the list. You don't know where it's from?
I just made it up.
Cite your sources.
Well, then why didn't you put Jersey Shore on it?
Yeah, I got it all right. I don't know where it's from. But I don't know what they're ranking on, because my top show of all time, I don't think is on the top show, but I think it should be considered.
Is it even on the list of top 20?
No,
I mean, we're putting
even.
The whole thing up on social media, but like, there's so many shows on here that shouldn't be on here. Like Fleabag.
I've never heard of that.
It's something on Amazon, I think.
I think so.
And so it's new?
It's newer, yeah.
It's like 4 or 5 years old at this point. It's like, is you on there? Because I just found out my daughter and I just started watching Dexter again.
Nice.
Dexter didn't make the list, which is stupid.
It should.
And she told me Dexter is basically a different version of you.
Kind of.
Because it's like the person is killing people, but they're kind of bad people. Like Dexter kills serial killers. It's not a plot twist. It's something that you find out within the first 8 seconds of the show. It's like he's killing somebody who's killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. And in you, I think he's killing people who do bad things to the girl he loves.
Yeah.
Is the way I understand it.
Okay.
Psychological thriller. I think Fleabag is another weird psychological thriller
It's just for a newer show to already make, what number is it, 12?
Yeah, I mean, but there's some newer stuff on here, isn't there?
Yeah, like number 8. What I think that should be higher.
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
They've just taken too long of a hiatus.
I don't think they're ever going to film the last season. I think it's done.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? Did the kids get too old?
Well, the director, I think it was the director, just wants them to like move on kind of thing. Like, he's letting him
be in college or
be
something.
In college, go live life, do other opportunities.
Be married to Bon Jovi's kid.
Yeah. So I don't think they're ever going
to
come back.
She is married to Bon Jovi's kid.
Like, do we all have to do that or?
No. The weird chubby faced kids like, I don't know, does he have any other kids? No. Okay. So let's go through the ones we actually like on the list. Number 13 is one of my favorite shows that was ever made. And I've only watched a couple seasons of it.
Never.
The movie's great.
Okay. Are they related? The movie
it's
and the
basically,
show.
It's basically the same. It's basically always like a weird cop with the accent, mm-hmm. and stuff. And they're just trying to go after people, Just weird crap that happens in Fargo. Weird, twisted, too big of crime for that neighborhood. Like, and it's just like one season is one crime kind of thing.
Okay. So Fargo. Is it
talking about TV shows with you two is so frustrating because he's just like trying to do a YouTube synopsis. So it's a good show and it's like how many episodes and how long would it be on YouTube?
Yeah.
And then he was just like, if it's not GOT, I'm not going to watch it.
I have not said that.
What show are you going to recommend other than GOT, which comes in at number two?
I'm surprised that Simpsons are not on here.
It's too long. Too many years. No.
Wouldn't that be... be like on the side.
Then why isn't Friends on here? Friends is on there.
It is.
Seinfeld. Why isn't Seinfeld on there?
I don't know.
The one I had that should have been on there, Sesame Street. It's been on for over 50 years. And it's one of the greatest shows of all time. Generations have grown up with it, and it's not on the list.
Okay. Let me help you out with what this list is.
Yeah.
It's Friday night. You have no chance of having relations with anyone. You're just bored at home, and you've just taken a truck ton of crystal meth. Okay. What are you going to binge watch? Oh, here we go. Sonny Dead. Jason.
The Talking Puppets.
What? You're not going to binge Sesame Street. You got to choose a show.
I'm going to learn something.
No, I'm going to see. Sponsored by the letter Q. It's stupid.
I forgot about that one. It's perfect. The crystal meth is what threw you off. If you said sober, then no.
If anyone wants to join the Slacker Show's Meth and Sesame Street, sponsored by our good friends at PBS, I believe they want to jump on board with us. You would not binge watch Sesame Street.
No, I wouldn't. My favorite show of all time would be Family Guy, and that's not on there. It's still been around almost as long as The Simpsons.
So you're an animated guy? I just don't feel like you binge animated shows, because at a certain point, you've just had enough.
Yeah, and they're different because they don't go necessarily in like a sequential order. Like a lot of these are, you have to watch them in order. The Family Guy, you just throw on any episode.
Like shows? That's a great, this is a weird question, but it kind of hones in on what you like. Do you like shows like that? Or do you, we call those a monster of the week show. So you could jump in at any point.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it doesn't matter if you know what's what. Like Supernatural, the show, has two arcs. X-Files was the same. Like you turn it on and it's like, there's a monster of the week. And they're just fighting that dude and they get him by the end. And maybe it's one of those to be continued and you get a couple episodes. But then there's this overarching thing where there's this bigger monster that they're kind of always chasing, but it's not the whole point. Mm. Or do you like a show that's just, like if you missed last week, then you got to go back. That's only... Like, if you didn't follow everything that was going on the number one show, you were screwed. Because you don't know who got killed last week.
Right. And that's, I like those better, but I cannot get sucked into them. Because then they become all consuming. So I like, so I end up watching just the one-off, the sitcom, the, those. Or a YouTube, the.
How are we friends? I don't know. Sorry, coworker, acquaintance. Humans existing. Here's the ones that I really have to get to. Number six, The Wire. Anybody in this room seen it?
No.
TV aficionados that I know say it's the best show ever made.
I've seen. Don't.
If you say
it looks awesome.
If you say, doesn't it have the State Farm dude in it?
Yes, and he just passed away recently.
Not
he's
Jake
the main
from
guy.
State Farm, but the other guy.
Allstate.
The guy who's real mean in the Who's real mean in the drummer movie.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Whiplash.
Yeah. I cannot remember his name, but I can picture him.
Yeah. Bald guy.
Yep.
Super nice in some place. Yep. Okay. So that one. Lost.
Wendell Pierce?
Nope.
No?
Is this show even listenable right now? The one that Aaron loves is Game of Thrones. Is that the only one?
I'm not... the only one, but I do think it's definitely top three, and it's ranked as number two.
The number one show of all time, undisputed, and anyone in this room who disagrees can suck it, is Breaking Bad.
Pretty good.
Have you seen clips of it?
I have seen some episodes of that one.
How did you not get sucked in, knowing that there's a guy out there, like, trying to fight off cancer and making meth?
I got... My friends were into it, and I was over at their house, and they were like, we got to watch it. So it was season six or whatever, and I did get into it, but I didn't know the whole story. And
okay, so was, the... Yeah.
So the episodes that you saw were like halfway through the entire series?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So if you'd like to join our meth party for Sesame Street, TAG has nothing to do because you just got fired again.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. TAG has discovered his Achilles heel when it comes to diet, and science is backing him up.
I don't think he recently discovered this.
No, it's a known issue.
So you knew this was a problem?
Absolutely, yeah. Pretty much my entire life.
What was the thing? You talked about it, and people are going to be so mad at me because I'd never heard of it. I swear I'm not being obtuse. We talked about it on the show, and you were like, oh my God, they're my favorite thing. It's some kind of weird... brownie with like
a cosmic brownie.
That!
Oh, yeah.
I had never heard of a cosmic brownie before the
not a day goes by that I don't think about
what, one. What makes it cosmic?
It's a little chocolate covered. They're almost like mini Hershey's Kisses or whatever. They're really small, but they're covered in a hard candy shell. Mm-hmm.
The taste is out of this world.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think how it
got. Do you remember them having the line in the middle?
Yeah.
And they don't now, right?
The line was what, for dividing it?
I should not admit this, but I know what the line is. And I don't know. It's just my own trial and error. If you buy the regular pack, it has the line where you can split them in half. If you buy the big pack, they don't have the line.
Because they just assume you're a fat kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I haven't seen a line of cosmic brownie in years.
Oh my God.
That takes me back.
Is that a Little Debbie?
It's a Little Debbie, yeah. Oh, I love Little Debbie. Debbie, give me another chance, please. I love you.
Didn't break up with you. It sounds like you broke up with her.
You're being good. Like you're eating healthier than you ever have. Or really not eating all that healthy, but like drinking more water and eating less of the unhealthy things.
Yeah, the key to my weight loss has been not eating like 100 Little Debbies every night. I guess it's an unsustainable habit I'm learning. Kick it down to 78. You need 100.
There is a story of the unhealthiest snack foods on the planet, and the number one least healthy thing on the planet, according to this story, is a zebra cake, which, much like a cosmic brownie, I have never heard of it before this moment.
No way.
What?
What do you mean, no way? What?
I'm celiac, and I can picture it. I can smell it. I can feel the film in my mouth. Like, it's so good.
So it's obviously Little Debbie, then.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The film in your mouth you're describing is that ratchet.
Almost plastic.
Over-Crisco'd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frosted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am not describing things that should make either of you make that sound.
I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to give it all
like
up.
It leaves a, like a, yeah. The film is the only word to use to describe to like
it's not,
putting something.
It's not like freshly baked. It's produced. I would say.
Like you're gonna created. Tell me. So we roll
in a factory.
It, it's yes. I feel like it's a chemical process and not a baking process.
Yeah, probably. I feel
like there's a conveyor belt and two different epoxies come together and go.
I think
it's
so.
Like the blue guy on Monsters. Never mind. Monsters versus Aliens.
I don't.
Oh!
Sorry.
Oh my God. It's the dude who's in all the stupid movies. It doesn't matter. Curly hair. He's in all the Judd Apatow movies. Not Seth Rogen, but the other guy.
This is
Seth
Rogen.
The tall one? No.
Who's in Monsters versus Aliens as the blue gelatinous blob? For the love, is there another Seth?
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Oh, that's it?
Who's in Forgetting Sarah Marshall? I get those two guys confused.
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
And
you're right.
Seth Rogen
is Ted Lasso.
Are the same guy.
What is going on?
Okay. Anyway, I don't. So I guess what I'm getting at. Little Debbie, chemical process.
Mm-hmm.
Entenmann's.
Yeah.
Produced in a bakery put with love, not individually wrapped, into like a box, and then you open it up. Mm-hmm. It's like going to Lamar's or going to Glazed and Confused. Like you get it like a donut, not a chemical processed donut.
I get my wife, she's from the East Coast. This is, it's apparently way bigger in the East Coast, whereas like,
we have a factory right here, don't we?
We do have one here. I don't.
Oh. And there's a factory outlet store off of Evans and 25. I used to go there when I was like barely making any money because I still wanted a raspberry coffee cake. Not the one with cream cheese in it. If you're bringing one to the station right now, I want just the raspberry.
It's off Evans and 25.
There we go.
Entenmann's is good. To me, it's just.
Hmm? What?
Or did I say Iliff? I don't. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
To me, it's in the middle. It's like if I want something fresh, I'll just go to a bakery. I'd go to Lamar's or I'd just go to the bakery in the grocery store and get the donuts or something.
That's how he feels about like the flavored water or whatever. He either wants lemonade or water, not lemon water. So I,
I do kind of, you might be telling
me. And
truth.
I feel like there's something to the Little Debbie's that it just, it is its own thing. It's in a way, it's kind of like a McDonald's shake. Is it ice cream? Is it chocolate? It's kind of neither, but it's a shake.
It's a chemical process.
Yeah. And it's its own thing. And I think Little Debbie's are that way too. And I've tried all of them.
So
literally,
when I'm looking at this list of things that are bad things, this is your life. Like zebra is number one.
It was my life.
Goober grape.
No, I don't know what that is.
That always weirded me out. Never got it.
It's pretty gross. I wouldn't eat it. It's like you'll see it at the store. It's peanut butter and jelly in one container.
It's like the
it's like they make a swirl.
The stripes.
Yeah, you don't want it.
No, that's and that's not it. To me, that is a junk food, but I want a sweet. I have a sweet tooth.
So then Ritz-Bits crackers is a no-go.
Those are so good.
No. Oh, with the cheese? No, I don't like the cheese.
What? Okay. Turtle Chex Mix?
No. There's too much going on.
God, cheddar Chex Mix. Mm-hmm. Oh. Can you eat it?
No.
I can make you cheddar. Like I'll make it for you.
Wow. So nice.
No, I'd make Chex Mix, and then you choose which Chex. So you would use Rice Chex and those Snyder's pretzels.
Ooh.
God, it'd be so good.
It's not sweet enough. It's not like chocolate. It's not a candy.
Yeah, but that one is. That one's got like chunks of chocolate and caramel in it. Caramel, if you're one of those people. Okay, how about Little Debbie Swiss rolls?
All day, every day. Yep, love them. Same thing. If you buy the big box, they're a little bigger.
Really?
Than the regular box, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. None of this is verified. This is just my personal experience.
We got to weigh them. You got to put...
I feel so huge! How about Doritos Nacho Cheese?
Again, with the cheese. I don't like the cheese. Like Ritz or Cheez-Its is another one. Goldfish. My kids eat Goldfish all the time. It grosses me out. I don't like the cheese covered
stuff. I'm going to tell you something that just recently changed my life, and I know Aaron is going to be all on board with me 100%. Goldfish are amazing. Pirate Booty is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But both of those things have come out with flavor blasted versions where if you are put off a little bit by the amount of cheese on a goldfish, you're not going to want to open this bag because it is like...
Or maybe you will. Maybe it's better. Oh, I don't know.
The flavor blasted goldfish.
Supreme.
I like... Ha, ha, ha. Remember the Cheez-It commercial where they like it blows up in the room and there's it's like that.
Delicious.
It's too much. I don't like what's the other one? Cheetos. I never like Cheetos either. Anything that gets your fingers orange, I'm out.
Really?
Unless it's some sort of orange Little Debbie that they're working on in the lab, then I would try it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a problem with it.
Because you're an a-hole.
There's this trend now where celebrities, they go to, like Sabrina Carpenter did it recently. She has a song, Espresso. So she went to a coffee shop in London and she worked at the coffee shop for a day.
Because why again?
To surprise fans. I mean, it ties in with her song, Espresso.
And you have a problem with that.
Yeah.
A star that everyone wants to be around went to the coffee shop. So all that's fine. But the second she got behind the counter, that's when Ariana Grande? Who knows? Lana Del Rey got behind the counter at Waffle House.
Yeah.
I was like, Ariana Grande worked in a donut shop. Nope. No, she did the opposite of working in a donut. Yeah. She got back there and licked some donuts. Yeah. So do you like that better? If she just shows up and licks some donuts, that's okay. But if they work there, that's where your problem is?
Yeah, I think it's because you're kind of like, okay, regular person who works here, scooch over, give me your little hat. Ooh, am I putting it on right? It's like, it's patronizing, I think. And it's like, okay, now I don't know how to do anything. You do it. But everyone wants to see me. And then as soon as I'm done, see ya. I'm never coming back here.
But it's not cool for that moment.
I think it'd be cooler if they were just in the shop instead of trying to work. What's with the trying to work? I don't understand why, because they're not working. They don't know the codes. They don't know. Like, would you ask Sabrina Carpenter or Lana Del Rey for the bathroom key?
I would absolutely ask them for the bathroom key.
They wouldn't know.
Okay, so when Ed Sheeran was on his last tour, like in almost every town, he did something. Like he'd roll into like the hot dog stand in Chicago or whatever, and like he found like a kitschy. What did he do here? Did he go to Bojo's or something? It seems like he did something like very, very Colorado-y or something. Like, I just remember him going to different towns. Feels like he went to a Nathan's hot dog stand in Chicago, and then he did...
He dined at Casa Bonita.
Oh, okay. He had to do something, but he didn't pretend to work there.
Yeah, he didn't take any orders.
I remember seeing him like at a Dunkin' Donuts in Boston or something, and he stuck his head out the window. Like, it'd give you the thrill of a lifetime to be just like trying to get a sugary cup of whatever and a glazed donut.
I don't know. It just feels patronizing because they're not really working. It's like I'm pretending to be a poor person.
So that's your problem.
I think, yeah, it rubs me the wrong way. Like, come in and do some charity or tip real big. Like, that. Use your celebrity and your money and stuff instead of, like... Because what are you going to ask Ed Sheeran if you can sub the queso dip?
Yes.
For the, talk to the chef.
I would make so many substitutions with Ed Sheeran.
No tomatoes on that one, Ed.
I'd like to hear from listeners. Text into 51059. You and I agree on a lot of stuff, but on this one, I don't want to say this because I'm in a fight with you right now, but you're cool.
Oh, well, thank you.
Used to be until this moment. Like, you got Instagrammable moments, and it's like they're creating one for themselves, but it's also an Instagrammable moment for like everybody who rolled into Dunkin' that day or everybody who rolled into Espresso that day got a moment with Sabrina Carpenter.
So you're thinking of that's a good point. You're thinking of it from the fan perspective. I'm just thinking about the workers, and I'm thinking like if somebody wanted to come in and sit in my seat and be like, we'll just scooch over and I'll, what do I do? And I'd be like,
I'm going to say this. Almost anyone listening, if you're in the vicinity of 4700 South Syracuse, you roll in here, no training required, you can sit in that seat.
That's why I hate it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It's other people's problems. OPP is a shorter way of saying that. Is it other people's problems? Yeah, way more. Way shorter. OPP is only three syllables, whereas other people's problems. Okay. Yeah,
this far in, we should know that.
Yeah.
Been calling it for a while.
It's an abbreviation for a reason. Anyway, Claire has a vacation coming up, and she's afraid a past fling is going to screw up her current man's vacation plans.
Yeah.
Claire?
Yay!
Tell us what's happening. How can we help?
Okay, so I have my high school reunion coming up with my husband, Mike, and he's super excited about it, but I am so nervous. I can't stop thinking about it. I mean, we're excited to like see our old friends and everything.
Mm-hmm.
My high school sweetheart was this guy, Troy, and he was best friends with my husband, Mike. And Troy and I were like prom king and queen, like that whole thing, you know?
Okay.
And so Mike, of course, you know, knows. I mean, we kind of like all grew up together when we were teens. So Mike and I were going through a rough patch, like 5 years into our marriage, and... Troy and I started messing each other. I mean, nothing happened. We messaged each other for about 2 weeks, and I was honestly going to leave Mike and get back together with
Troy.
Oh,
boy. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Right, Claire?
Yeah.
That's and a lot.
And I totally regret it, you know, and it's been a long while since that happened. But now that we're like all getting together, I'm just scared that we're going to be partying. There's going to be some drinks, and
does Mike know about it?
Come out. No, he has no idea.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he has no idea. And so I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, well, you know, should I tell him? Because it's been a while, or should I just keep it a secret? But then if it comes out,
he's
totally going to, like, be mad at me. Of course. Me, more mad. One of them just not even mad. He might just be like, you know what? You wanted to leave me? Well, I mean, this is where my head is going, you know?
I'm going to jump in with a phone number real quick to get people. Before we start coming down with sitcom scenarios where it's like you have to have somebody always keeping those two apart or whatever, like just stupid crap at the reunion.
You can hire me. I can do that.
it's
that
a fact.
That might be fun.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059 if you have advice for Claire. Speaking of sitcoms, were you and Mike on a break?
Ooh.
Or was it a breakup? What?
We're just going through some problems, like rough patches, not communicating and like, and all of that. And I was just weak and Troy and I just started messaging each other.
It wasn't a break anyways. So,
okay.
No, it wasn't.
Messaging each other, you're just like, hey, what's up? Or were you like, I want to touch your weird spots.
It didn't go into that. It just was just like messing each other like, oh, hey, did you see that picture? You know,
hey, Claire, wouldn't be calling us and feeling guilt. Like, I don't know what game you're playing right now, but we're not going to get you any good answers unless you tell the truth. Like, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I feel like if you're just like, hey, do you see that funny video? Do you see the dog who just keeps licking?
It's definitely like, more of an emotional affair. Cause it's like, I saw this meme and I thought of you and like, I sent it.
I think she said more than just meme stuff. Ugh. I'm sorry. I think you did.
There were some videos exchanged.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Cause you said you were thinking about leaving Mike for Troy. Yeah. Not over a picture.
Right. Oh my God, he has the best meme taste. Like you were
I know
bonding.
A lot of women, if that's how it works.
Yes. Again, nobody here is trying to make you uncomfortable, but we have to have the real baseline to figure out how much it's going to sting if you have to go tell Mike the truth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's some videos and pictures exchanged, but I just like Troy's in a relationship. And
as were you.
Yeah. Well, kind of hung up on the Troy. Like, Troy was just open for, like, he knew you were married. He knew you were with Mike. He's friends with all of you. And he was still just like, hey, what's up? Like, I'm completely fine with this. That makes me nervous for the reunion, too, that he's going to
make gonna
a move.
Down.
Yeah.
He's been in love with me since high school. I mean, we dated, you know, and it's just like, we just have this connection, but it's also like, you know what people like make of us, because we were like prom king and queen, you know, it's that kind of thing, and we have a lot of mutual friends, but like
there would be a lot of like reminiscing too at the high school reunion to bring up old feels.
Do
even
people
more.
Still go to high school reunions? That's
no,
I
just
go
my,
way
I,
back
I just had my 10 year and I didn't go, but I kind of regret not going.
Why? It's so stupid.
I don't know. There's people that I haven't seen since graduation day, and I would love to see them.
Oh, if you'd love to see them, guess what? You could find them on Facebook. You could set up drinks.
I mean, maybe.
Right.
We need parameters around when we see these people.
No, I'm just saying, not to get off track, but I thought high school reunions died when social
media.
They
kind of did.
Because oh my God, I wonder what happened to Jerry. Oh, I can see pictures of his family vacationing in the Hamptons. I know what happened to Jerry. Mm. I don't need to go back to Longmont, Colorado and like have a conversation with him kind of thing. Claire, so
I'd rather not go.
You'd rather not go?
No, but Mike wants to go. He's super excited. He's not on social media and stuff. So, you know.
Oh, boy. If you don't go, that looks suspicious. Like, why would you?
No, I have to go. I mean, I have to go. I'm going with him, but I just can't. I'm so nervous this is going
to
come out.
Yes. Yeah. So do you try to get in front of it beforhand or then go? Maybe,
to me,
I mean,
that's the closest we have to a pre-solution, or do the sitcom thing where you're just constantly like, as soon as they start bonding, you go spill a drink on one of them. Like, you just do all the stupid, but that's not the right answer. But I don't know that if you genuinely didn't say, let's get a room and figure this out. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just were, but sending videos, oh, that's where it's like, this is what I look like now.
They saw that on Facebook, right?
Well, there's this, also the thing is like, Troy is like God to people. You know what I mean? Like Mike would just get so jealous because everybody just thinks Troy is just like the be all end all. And like, you know, so there's that too. And so I don't want Mike to feel insecure and jealous and all of that.
Okay.
How can we make sure Troy is out of town?
Yeah, we gotta, yeah, because Mike wants to go, so you have to go with your husband. And just one last question. Troy is in a relationship but not married?
Correct.
Oh, yes. Boy. So yes. He could easily jettison that and be yours if the opportunity presented itself. And in my opinion, that's the only reason class reunions still exist. Because if you want to know what they're up to, you already know. But if you want one last crack at it, that's why you go to the reunion. Because then you can be in the same place at the same time.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because I went back to see if, and it was like,
oh, gosh.
Which way? Towards you or towards...
Yes, everyone was like, ugh. Hang on, Claire, we're going to get you some help.
Are they going to do some sort of recreate? Hey, let's get the prom king and queen up. So they're going to be on stage, like...
I don't remember that being a thing. That's so stupid if they do, but it seems like something they would do. It's all the stupid.
I'm really only picturing Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. So someone's just going to come in and say they invented Post-its and then.
Yeah, somebody's going to fly in a helicopter and like, All right. So should Claire go to it? Should she come clean before? If she truly didn't do anything, why couldn't she just go like, hey, remember the rough patch? I talked to Troy a little bit during that time. Oh, but he's going to lose it because Troy's a god.
Right.
Yeah. And he's probably always felt like he wasn't quite Troy.
Exactly.
And now it's like, I'm still not quite Troy.
And when in doubt, when our marriage hit a rock, your first thought was...
So the next rock is going to be, oh, you're going to go back to Troy.
Troy is the get out of jail free in case of emergency break glass boyfriend.
And Troy was just ready, too. He was just...
100%.
That's yucky.
I don't know.
All right, class reunion for Claire. Should she go? Should she tell the truth? What should she do? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Claire. She's got a high school reunion coming up. No idea why you would go to that sort of thing. But the god from high school, the man she dated, they kind of texted when she was in a rough patch of her marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rekindled some things.
She tried to downplay it a little bit, but the bottom line is she's afraid that drinks are going to be flowing, conversation's going to be happening.
Secrets are going to be spilled. Yeah. Relationships ruined.
When the reminiscence starts,
Because her husband doesn't know that this happened. He knows they had a rough patch.
He doesn't know that she reached out to...
I hope he knows.
Yeah, but he doesn't know.
And the other problem with this dude is, not only did she reach out to a guy during their rough patch, but he's the guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy.
Troy.
He's Troy. Yeah.
Even I want to meet him. Just
I'd sleep with him right now. And I'm Kim?
Yai.
What do you think?
Well, I thought at first you should come clean. But now, after I hear a little bit more of it, I think she should eat some bad sushi and not go.
Oh.
Like, give yourself a wicked batch of food poisoning and go.
That's like something and not go. Because it seems like if Troy is such the god and he's going to get jealous, and the first time they have a rough patch and they can't communicate, she reaches out and sends videos and stuff to the ex-boyfriend, it's just going to blow up in her face. So I think she should just...
So yeah, like, hold on. You went from full-on honesty to... out and out sitcom amounts of deception with like barfing and diarrhea and Dumb and Dumber.
Well, hey, somebody has to be Steve on the show.
Oh my God. That is epic. Thank you for the call, Kim. I got to ask everybody in the room. Tiak won't answer. In your head right now, it's a rough patch. Do you have somebody in your head? Do you have a Troy? Do you have that one person in case of emergency break glass?
No.
You really don't have... Like, not even necessarily the one that got away, but just the one that could tide you over, that would reassure
I've
you.
I've got a revolving door right now.
I know you do, but like...
So
you,
no.
No, okay.
Yeah, and you've turned me down enough.
Really?
Like, there are, like, perhaps people from my past that piqued my interest.
Right.
But it would be so random for me to reach out after... A decade,
but isn't that what happens? That's sort of what a high school reunion is, or what Facebook is like. And you, I mean, it's so stupid. Like, somebody will reach out to you, and you're like, "Hey, just was thinking about you," and you're like, "Okay, just say." Like, you're horny, or you're going through a rough patch, or you need somebody to build your confidence back up. Like, when I've gotten those texts from those exes that I know, I'm there in case of emergency, break glass, and then they're coy about it. It's like, "Hey,"
but do you kind of like being the...
Well, it's flattering to know that you're the Troy.
Yeah.
Don't you want to be the Troy a little bit?
That's all I want. I know. Someone mentioned why. We don't even have to go to high school together. Just someone message me.
Oh my gosh.
Britt.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Will you let TX be your Troy? I don't know. What do you think Claire should do? Should she come clean? Should she skip the reunion? What are your thoughts?
I think she can do what she wants about going, but she shouldn't tell him, and she should ask Troy to keep it a secret. All you're going to do is make Mike feel bad. All you're doing is sharing the pain. That's your burden. You did it. I think that you need to live with that, unless you want him to think about it every day for the rest of your marriage, because that's probably what's going to happen.
I don't know if I could trust Troy, though.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't go, I would want to go just to control the situation. I wouldn't trust him not saying anything.
Especially, I agree, yeah, like, totally. Reaching out beforehand. What if he goes, "Oh, I had forgotten, but now
as
I
soon
remember."
As you enter a pact with this guy, now you've really messed your marriage up. It's like, do me a favor, lie for me. Now you have a secret from your husband with the guy that the secret's about.
Yeah.
Oof. I think she already made the mistake.
For sure.
I just think that it's her burden to carry, and all you're going to do is share that pain, and that just sucks for him. If they're in a good place now, keep it that way.
All right. Thank you for the call. Tiak.
Yeah.
You're my Troy.
Aww.
Thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I need help with a legal issue.
Okay, should we get someone
then? Yeah, I know, like,
no.
I'm looking around here.
Do you guys have an express toll?
No.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm. That was another thing that was brought up. We need to get back on the Colorado list for him.
People want, like, we've talked to listeners and they want to do your Colorado checklist. I don't even remember the things that were on it.
That was one, because that was one of the things I said, I'm a true Coloradan. Like,
if
one
you have
was,
an express toll pass.
Yeah, Longmont Dairy, express
so
toll.
So you've done that, mm-hmm. But you haven't done... What haven't you done?
Not like anything else.
I forget.
Literally anything else.
Yeah. Well, so Express Toll. I love it. It's mm-hmm. awesome. But I'm about to fire them and never talk to them again. Oh. If you work for Express Toll, please text in. I'd like to talk to you. I do not want to play my now deceased father card.
Use it.
The dead dad
Use
pass.
Use it.
Dead dad pass from New Girl. While my father was sick, I was spending a lot of time up in Longmont, mm-hmm. where they're from,
mm-hmm.
and then I would haul butt down here mm-hmm. to do a show.
You were all over the place.
I was all over, and it's a long way. From the tech center to Longmont is a ridiculous drive. So there were times I'd like be flying up I-25 from Longmont trying to get here, and then I'm like, I come over the rise at like 120th, and it's a traffic jam. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I won't be here mm-hmm. for the show. I'm not going to make it. And then you look, and cars are flying by you on the left. And I'm like, oh my God, that's an express. So I don't care if I have to pay. Just got in the lane, got here on time. There's like the far left lane on 25, like way up there by 100 and whatever, 20th, is an express toll lane. I jumped in that lane, drove here, get off at downtown, then you're just in regular traffic. I made it. Right? Are we all good?
Yeah.
Okay. I did that like 4 days in a row.
Okay. You got your bill?
No, I guess you have to get in when it's a dotted line.
Yeah, you can't just get over.
Why not?
There's specific entrances.
Why not? Why not?
Because that's how you can cheat the system.
How am I cheating the system?
Take
the money from me being on it the whole time. Take the money. They have my express toll.
Mm-hmm.
They know who I am.
Reasons as well.
Do you know what they want per time?
Oh, no.
$75 per time. And if I don't pay it like right now, they each go to $150.
There are signs everywhere saying that you can't.
You're watching cars fly by you and you're like, that lane's faster. I have the transponder in my car. Get over. I got over.
Oh,
I had not using the dead dad pass, but I am. Like, I wasn't thinking clearly. I just needed to get here.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I would have done the same thing.
There are signs everywhere.
Where?
Signs on the
road.
If
there's
what
a faster
next?
Lane right there, you get over into it.
When it says that it's okay.
It's okay. I can get over. I got over. If it's not okay, then put a median there. Put a barrier there that keeps me from getting over. But a white line is not keeping me from getting into it.
Then is a yellow line keeping you from getting over into the opposite direction?
Not always.
Thank you, Tia. Are you so you knew this?
Yes.
You knew it would be a $75 fine.
I didn't know that there was a fine, but I knew that
that's
it was
the fine is seven
per time. And I just started getting them in the mail. I've gotten two in the mail so far, and I'm like, oh my god, I did that at least 4 days. At least 4 days in a row.
I didn't realize how they catch you though, so that's kind
because,
of fun.
Because they have your transponder.
Oh, I didn't know that records
it. They charge me the rest of the tolls.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was on the road. Uh-huh. You can go back as far back as you want. Go back to Fort Collins. But like, you cannot charge me. I was just hauling ass to get to work. I know. Everyone's like, you got to abide by the rules. No.
You probably shouldn't have been speeding as well, but.
Oh my God. No. Dude.
I don't know.
But it says on there, you can dispute it. But can I?
You cannot dispute with the dead dad card.
But I think you have an angle here because I was in a similar thing. I got a speeding ticket from one of the cameras.
Okay.
And then I went to go fight it. And then I got a second one. I didn't know there was a camera there. And I was like, if you would have warned
me. That is the point of the camera.
But if you would have warned me, I didn't know. Like, I would have slowed down had you gotten the information to me telling me that I was speeding earlier.
Thank you. That's exactly the way I feel. I'll pay one of them.
Yes. If they would have told you, hey, you can't do that. Okay, then I'll stop. But they waited and let you do it a bunch more times.
You take classes saying don't speed, and then you get your license. You are well aware of that before you even get to a single red light.
Where they really check.
Or green light.
Yeah. We need to know exactly where they were. If you guys, here's the thing.
You guys took classes?
No, I didn't. On Monaco, over here by the radio station, there's always a speed trap. I got pulled over by it once. Guess where I don't speed anymore? On Monaco, because I now know. They sit there. Kremlin, Colorado, on your way to Steamboat.
Oh, yeah, you never speed your Kremlin.
If you speed in Kremlin, they will get you. Yeah. So, I got a speeding ticket there. Now, I lock them up. When I see the word Kremlin, it's like Pavlov's dog. Break! Break!
Yes.
Get down to 20 miles an hour. It's unfair of them to speed camera you day after day after day.
Without telling me.
Here's the thing. Like, there's a fire over there, and Tiak touched it, and it burned his hand, but the pain receptors didn't tell him, so he's going to touch the fire 4 more times before, and then he, looks down. His hand is gone, but it's like...
He should have looked sooner,
there's no way to know he was getting speeding tickets. You either got to tell him right away, call him, and go, hey, bro, we got you today. You'll get a picture in a couple days. But instead, he just kept going, wow, wow, and I kept jumping into the express lane.
I am losing brain cells talking to you.
Dude... You know, okay.
I feel like I'm learning.
Yes.
This is good.
So can I dispute it?
You can try and I will laugh.
I'll take the stand for you.
You're laughing at my deceased father. Oh my.
Hey, I'm in the club too.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a strange moral dilemma I'd like to throw on you guys. And really,
I really like, I don't come in here with a single moral dilemma because I know I'm asking you to. So why would I do that? And the fact that you guys come in every day with a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
No one else will listen to us.
mine is actually from a friend of a friend, and I don't want to say too much, but I will say this. I'm not so much asking you to as I'm asking the people who listen.
Oh, that's better.
Your moral compasses are off.
Yes.
The listeners are great, though.
And your righteous indignation when I tell you this stuff is probably going to be not great. So I have what are called 529s for my kids. Do you guys know what those are?
No.
You need to get them.
Like a savings? Nah.
Oh my God, that's right. Because you don't even want your kids to go to school.
Yeah, go ahead. Do your spiel.
You can put money into a college fund.
Okay.
And like, it's not tax-free. It's not like a 401k, but you can throw money in it. And then it's just growing like crazy. Like I started when they were born and there's like a lot of money in there. Okay. A lot.
And so they get that to pay for college?
They can, but you can only use it for that without taking a penalty. So it's like you pay capital gains taxes on, if you have an investment and you pull it out, if you put $100 in an account, it turns into $300, you got to pay taxes on those $200.
Because you've
gained that much money and it's like, okay, pay taxes on that. But if you do the same in a 529, that money, if they spend it towards college, you know, taxes. It's just like, you're just, so like I've put a lot of money in, but the stock market did great for a long time. And it's like, there's a lot of money in those accounts.
Cool.
A lot.
Okay. But can they use it for not college? Then you just pay the taxes on it.
So if you're paying tuition with it, but then it's like, we're getting to the end. It's like, hey dad, I want to get a house or whatever. Then they'd pay on whatever's left, just the gains, which wouldn't be that much if you use it for whatever.
Okay.
So I have a friend of a friend of whatever, couple kids, he's got the exact same situation as I do. Like basically, he's got a couple 529s. One kid goes to college, used it up. Good job.
Nice.
Awesome. Next kid goes to college. Ugh. Didn't do so well. But they've got some career opportunities, and so they don't really need it. Like they've got some artsy skills. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like music, photography. I'm trying to avoid saying who it is, but like they've got some skills and it looks like they're going to have a career without needing a diploma from a university.
Wow. Who could have guessed that?
This is not a time for you to get on your anti-college soapbox.
All right, go. Good for them.
That whole 529 is sitting there and he's got a bit of a gap between when he can retire and start drawing from his 401k and his Social Security. Mm-hmm. He's got a little money gap there where he needs some coin.
Okay, so whose money is that?
Whose money is that?
Is that what he's saying? Yes.
The kid
Sorry.
The kid who's going to become successful. Like I put this money aside for you to go to college.
Yes.
You're not going to go to college.
Okay.
Is that your money?
Yeah, I think it should be. Yeah.
Well, I put this money. Let me start over.
You, the parent.
I put this money. I'm your parent. I put this money for you to go to college. Well, I'm not going to go to college.
Because you wanted them to go to college. Correct. To be successful. But yes. If they don't need the college to be successful,
then great.
But they're still going to be successful, then shouldn't they get it anyways?
Why would they get that money? This money's been set aside for...
They're still hitting
I knew
your
you were
goals
do this.
For them.
No.
They are.
No. Yeah. This money was for college, though. Like, this guy just wants to use the money as his gap. The kid didn't get to have fun. Like the one kid who used it for college, he didn't have fun with the money. He went to college.
Can I ask what type of degree was that?
His was like a trade school or something.
Okay. So something that you would need an education
for. He needed the money. Right. Yes. Yeah, so he needed it. The daughter doesn't need it. So is it fair for her to just get that money to just have fun? It's like, oh, well, my brother went to school and he used his money for that. I've now said both the genders. My God, I'm so sorry if you're listening. But like, and it's like,
it belongs to the kid.
No, it doesn't.
But
it belongs to the kid,
but there should be boundaries for like down payment on a house. Or the parent should be able to give like 3-5 things to use for.
Like, it's not me. I keep saying I, and please don't think that I'm, because my kids aren't old enough to go to college. So I'm not going to steal from their 529s. Or... Anyway, we'll work it out.
So,
I'm just saying, if I earmarked money for, like, I just think it's funny because neither of you have money set aside for something like that.
Right, because I would never want to set something aside for my kid that's like, this is for this one thing that you have to do because I said you have to do it to get this money. Like, what if my son is talented? What if he gets picked up by MTV?
Then he doesn't need the money.
Or whatever.
Yay. Then he doesn't need the money. Yay. He doesn't need it now. Yay. Now it's your money again.
Or.
It's your money.
But then
it's
why even put it in the account? So it's never his money. It's only
his money
if he does what I want him to do.
Or he needs it as a start and then can pay you back later after he becomes famous and gets this success and gets on MTV.
Yeah, and the kid who went to college definitely had fun with the money. He was in college. No, that's all he did.
Not a ton of fun, no.
That's all he did.
No, because you're still going to school.
I don't know which one. Yeah.
But you still, it was to get the out of the starting block. It was to get that, and this kid doesn't need the, so...
Okay.
That money now goes back in.
Like, so I do have a question though. Do you have to graduate to receive the rest of the money, or like because you
the
use
one
it,
kid used it all for school? Like even with my kids.
So
like,
could this other kid go to a community college for a year or a semester
and then
get access to all of the money?
No, you just get access to what you needed. Like you pay the tuition at Arapahoe Community College.
But then once you graduate, you get the rest and then you just pay the tax on it.
If you keep going every year, they're like, oh, CU's tuition is like 30 some thousand. Okay, pull 30 out, give it to CU. Oh, now I need books. Oh, that's 1,000. Pull that out. Ugh. But it's like, no, okay, I'm not going to go to CU anymore. So it's like... Okay, well, whose money is that? That's not your money. But, that's your money for college, but you're not going to college.
But what I don't like about these types of plans, savings plan, whatever, is that like now this kid who has an opportunity to do great and to not to skip college or whatever and has this opportunity, now they're weighing like, or should I just go to college because then I could get a bunch of money?
And but it's you're like, not getting the money. You're
to
giving
go to
it
college.
To the, but you're giving it to the university. But if you don't need college, then... Just pretend.
But now,
that money bought you the talent that is.
But what if they want? But it's theirs. What if there's no time frame on college?
How is that theirs? It's not theirs.
You could go when you're in your 30s. It's my money. I'll go to college.
Some
whenever.
Of my best classmates were in their 80s.
Yeah.
So you're saying just leave the money rotting?
Yeah.
While growing.
Yeah.
With interest.
It's
as you said,
interest.
Tax-free.
It's not interest, fool. Do you even know how this works?
The stocks.
Sure, yeah. The dividends and things like that. I don't know how it works either, but I'm just saying if the kid didn't put the money in, then how is it their money?
Because it was earmarked for them. Like the parent had the choice. Yeah. The parent had the choice to make.
Earmarked for them for one thing. It's like
they
if Aaron was putting
that.
Money into an account for a Paris trip. And then all of a sudden, she's got a boyfriend. It's like, oh, I really need a kidney. And it's like, no, that's my Paris money. This is a terrible analogy.
That's a horrible analogy.
Aaron.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
2019.
Yeah.
Was what? It yesterday? Was it?
I think it feels like yesterday to me. It doesn't. It feels like just right before COVID.
Do you feel like you, like, when I think about this being, we're now 4 or 5 years removed from COVID. Doesn't COVID feel like yesterday?
It really does. Yeah. Something happened. Something happened in the, I mean, well, obviously, but
the space-time continuum warped. Like we just skipped over some crap.
Mm-hmm. It was years that we were in it. And now it's been years that we've been out of it.
But it still feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
That weird things happen. We're not trying to bring up COVID again. We're not doing that.
No.
But there's a story out about how I don't think this happened to our parents. I think our parents were like around in 1972.
Okay.
And then in 1977, they were like, oh, okay. Like a different, maybe same guy's president, maybe different guy or whatever. Yeah. But like Cheerios are still awesome.
Yeah, it seems like feels about right.
Bell bottoms are still like the thing. Like things didn't. Here's
slow down, screech to a halt.
But in this way, the things that are on this list to me feel like 4 lifetimes ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was in it. It's longer. It's I agree with what you're saying. It's both longer ago, longer.
Yes.
Than we think. I can't even say it. And also,
but it
shorter
was also
than
yesterday.
It seems like yesterday, but it also like, wow, that was a lifetime ago.
So let's just read some of these things and you guys can react. You can text in at 51059 or just listen to Tiak and I go like, what? The one that sticks out to me, Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson were a couple.
I remember that one vividly because you weren't happy. You weren't happy with that
one. Gosh, she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Kate, are you, if you happen to be in town, like, what are you doing?
It was a moment of passing judgment 5 years ago, though.
5 years.
So that means for the past 5 years, Pete Davidson has just been working his way.
Was Kate, through, Kate was before Kim, right?
I think she
or
was, yeah,
Kim.
But after Ariana, I believe.
Yes.
I think it was with Ariana Grande.
Kate was
that
in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got this, her TikTok, or I think it's her Insta. She's wearing this bow. This bow is like as big as her head. It makes her look like a giant cat.
Okay.
She's the sexiest cat, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you weren't happy about Pete.
No, but Pete has dated like 20 other people since then.
Since then. Yeah. But that was that long ago.
Old Town Road. Lil Nas.
Wow.
That was in 2019.
Wow. Which was the biggest song ever at the time. And Lil Nas X is very young. So that was 5 years ago. So that's, it's
so
been
now
like,
a, he's not young anymore.
Well, and it's been like a quarter of his life that he's been
correct
famous. And
it's weird.
Yeah. That, okay.
Do you remember the church being on fire?
Yes, I do.
That was 5 years ago.
What?
That was the Notre Dame church was.
I remember that far. Did you know actually the night of my prom is not Notre Dame, but the night of my prom in high school. Notre Dame. Okay. I went to Notre Dame high school.
Sorry.
I was the hunchback. The night of our prom, we were driving around after prom, me and a buddy, and the church in our town was on fire.
What?
And we drove by it and we were like,
And you still went to prom?
No, it was after prom.
Oh.
So I don't know. It was. I just will never forget a church being on fire. And I think of that every time. I think of Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
Okay. In 2019, Nick Cannon had three children.
Three? That's it?
What does he have now? Is it 19?
It's
no, in the teens.
It's in. I think it's...
It's high teens, dude.
I don't know. Does he... Can we call... Would he know?
Can we call Nick?
Yeah.
Do you have Nick's number? Are you trying to have all this cred right now? Yeah. I'm texting Cannon. Yeah. Hey, Nick!
Oh, he's not answering. Google says 12. He has 12 children now. So he has had 9 kids in the past 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. That's almost 2 a year.
I've got a couple more. Are you ready? Do you remember the Full House chick and the her daughter pretending to be on the rowing team and all that stuff?
Yeah, Lori Loughlin, right?
Yeah, that chick. That was 5 years ago. That was 2019.
Five?
Yes.
So
I think what happened is all this crap happened and then we hit COVID and it was like this giant control alt delete.
Yeah, we just forgot everything.
Everything that happened, like... Because everything since then is like, that all seems sort of, COVID seems like yesterday, but the thing that happened just before COVID seems like 30 years, like.
Yeah, five. So the daughter would have graduated in theory from school by
100%
now. 100%
she would have had to have.
Okay, well.
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth were together. They were just breaking up.
Wow.
Let's see. Game of Thrones and Big Bang Theory just ended.
Jeez. Okay.
Oh. The last one for me, Jennifer Lopez was engaged to A-Rod.
Oh, to A-Rod.
Yeah. Oh. And now she's losing her marriage to Ben Affleck. Hey, J-Lo, if you happen to know Kate Beckinsale's number.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I had a story about a cigarette that cost a man $60,000.
Oh, I have a story about a woman. If you're going to commit a crime, don't involve the police.
Oh,
pro
that's,
tip.
That's kind of a pro tip. Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Florida.
Yeah, let's go!
She was arrested. She was stealing a car from a dealership, and she decided to make a phone call.
Okay.
She called 911 on herself so that she could do it legally.
What?
She's like, look, I'm telling you I'm stealing this car. What are you going to do about it now? And they said, we're going to come arrest you. That's still illegal. You can't get it. Can't get
she
ahead of yourself.
She reported it.
Yeah, she said, I'm stealing a car that's not legally mine. I'm making a report, so I'm reporting it. I'm good, right?
Okay. Please tell me there was drugs or alcohol involved in this one.
No, she was actually training in a game of Black Ops. Some sort of... They're training, and she thought, I gotta make this all on the up and up. I'm stealing this car, but I don't want to get in trouble, so...
She's in jail then.
Yes, she is.
Okay,
she's
good.
Facing trespassing and stealing charges.
She's... Okay. Okay, no, I reported it, so
yeah.
Do I get the reward?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm doing Crime Stoppers. My story, not from Florida. It's from China.
Okay.
Dude was driving his friend's Tesla. Mm. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Here's the sound effect for driving a Tesla. They're quiet.
Mm.
They don't make a sound.
Really. Yeah, okay.
So he's driving his friends. He decided to have a cigarette while he was doing it, and then he threw the cigarette butt out of the window.
Oh, I hate
but there
that.
Was a gust of wind.
Ooh.
I don't really have a wind sound. I do have a wind chime. Not all Teslas come with the wind chime.
Oh, I hate wind
anyway,
chimes.
He threw it out the window, and it blew back into the car. So he tried to duck down to grab said cigarette butt and drove the car off the road into a pond.
Huh.
Which I don't know if you know what happens to an electric car in a pond.
Probably not good.
It no work no more. Tesla is a total loss. One cigarette butt, $60,000.
Is it kind of weird he upgraded to an electric car, but yes. not a... He's still doing the old
not
school
the
cigarette.
Vape.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta upgrade all your drug
right,
paraphernalia.
Yeah. You're either all the way in or you're not.
Yeah, those were all these stupid people. Oh, wait, here's it. I'm sorry. Tesla sound effect. That we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.